son who kept him on the run. And he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. I'm my own grandpa. Now if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
David Grisman, and I'm my own grandpa. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. If you knew that we were looking for grandpa on the Munsters, Al Lewis, the actor that played grandpa on the Munsters. Let's sneak in.
What's that? What the heck is that?
This song by Greg Brown.
What's that? What's that? What's that? In the closet. It's green. It's huge. And it's scary. Oh no!
It's a monster.
What's that? What's that? What's that?
In the basement.
It's brown. It has fangs. And it's hairy. Oh no!
It's a giant!
What's that? What's that? What's that? In the guitar. It's small. It stinks. And it's ugly.
Ugly. Ugly.
Oh no!
It's a musical monster.
Be careful. Watch out. Be careful. Watch out. Monsters and giants are hiding all about. What's that? What's that? What's that? In your shoe. It's white. It's sharp. And it's gross.
Gross. Gross.
Oh no.
It's a toenail?
Greg Brown at the Saturday Light Brigade with Monsters and Giants. And Anthony also knew we were looking for Al Lewis. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Now we've got a National Poetry Month feature. This poem is called Girls Will Be Girls.
I brought a poem called Girls Will Be Girls. My roommate at the psych ward was a girl about my age, 15 at the time, and we would sit on our beds, cross-legged, chattering away like high school movie besties at a high school movie slumber party, gossiping like the high school girls we were supposed to be. There was a no-touching rule, so we couldn't braid each other's hair, but she told me all about her best friend, who she wished was her boyfriend, and I talked smack on the rude nurse with the sour face, and we sat together during our designated lunch hour to complain about the cafeteria food. Bedtime, for insomniacs, is meant to put an end to conversation. Unlatched door ajar, blinding sliver of hallway fluorescence, darkness interrupted, stifled giggling, a nurse's pacing footsteps on linoleum, quiet or she'll hear us, hissed across the void between our beds. The hospital confiscated all escape upon admission. Laptops, cell phones, music, pencils, deadbolts, but they couldn't make us check our nature at the door. Together, we remade a scene from Shawshank. Two girls chipping normalcy from sterile white walls with hospital-grade plastic sporks.
Her name is Malia Lenker. Girls Will Be Girls, the poem. And you will hear another poem this morning. Actually, several. At 10 o'clock, and you can visit slbradio.org for more National Poetry Month features from the Saturday Light Brigade archives. If I may, I would like to share a poem with you while we have a moment from Shirley Stevens. Shirley passed away this past week, and you may know Shirley as a very frequent caller. If you're a Quaker Valley School District teacher or alum, you likely know her. She was a member of the school's first graduating class of 1957. She went on to teach English there from 1961 to 2001, 40 years. She won awards, nurtured thousands of students, including after retiring. And Shirley from Bellevue, and more lately, Shirley from the Avalon Ridgetop, was a fierce supporter of everything we do. She passed away at 82 at her home just a few days ago. It was Monday. Our sympathy to her brother Stuart and all who know and love her. On April 8th, just 17 days before Shirley passed away, she wrote to tell us that she had been awarded first prize in the Pittsburgh Poetry Society contest for this poem called Ode to My Mitt. I unwrapped the birthday paper, traced the scripted R with my finger, Rawlings. I sniffed new leather, draw the mitt onto my left hand, thump the sweet spot with my fist. Thanks, Dad. I walk the stitched ball into the pocket. Open, close, open, close. Dad gives me neat's foot. Easy on the oil. That night, I sleep with my glove. By 8 a.m., Sally and I are in the driveway throwing so hard it stings. We keep an eye out for Mr. McGregor, the neighbor who guards his flowers, snatches stray balls, stores them in his coat cellar. His coal cellar. The next night, I tuck my mitt under my pillow, dream of Forbes Field, where Clemente plays. I'm a Tommy girl, shagging balls, glove poised, waiting in right field. Shirley Stevens. Ode to my mitt, written during National Poetry Month, honored during National Poetry Month, 2022. Taj Mahal and Rye Cooter with their very first album, in 57 years in the studio together. Isn't that nice? The new album is called Get On Board, the songs of Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. Well, some more selections from that album. It just came out last week. Hello to Karen, playing along with our pop quiz. It's nice to have you doing that this morning. In just a moment, our crossword puzzle of the air.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
May I share another poem of Shirley Stevens? This one is called Ode to Ray Charles. When Queen Isabella asked Columbus, "What's in America?" he answered, "Ray Charles." Flip Wilson. Don't have Georgia on my mind tonight. Only you, Brother Ray, grateful for your honeysuckle baritone. How can we stop loving you? At the Beacon, you weaved on that piano bench, rocked the house, shouted hallelujah. You shook a tail feather, released gospel to R&B. In your wraparound Ray-Bans and shiny satin jacket, you riffed the keys black and white, set the Yamaha to singing. We found America the beautiful. And you're singing even after 9/11. Thank you for brailing notes which make us feel more than we can see. You played a mean chess game, Ray, advancing pawns to King Cole. You sang your own song to your queen, I've got a woman. After pondering what I say, you hit the road to heaven with Jack to harmonize with Bessie, Ella, and the Duke. I can hear the angels tapping their halos, nodding, uh-huh. Shirley, we'll miss you. Shirley Stevens, who died at 82, April 25th. Now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time now for you to think quickly and see if you can solve our crossword puzzle of the air. The clue is superficial. Superficial. And the answer contains eight letters. Eight letters. The fourth letter is M. And the last letter, the eighth letter, is C. The clue is superficial, superficial. Fourth letter is M, as in mother. And the last letter is C. Do you think you know the word? If you do, take a guess right now. 412-200-5975. We'd love to have you join us. You can take a guess on or off the air. We'd love to have you join us on the air. I wonder if you can get it just from those two letters. If not, we'll give you some more letters between now and the bottom of the hour, but you should be able to come up with it, I think. Maybe. Fourth letter, M, is in mother. The last letter is C. And the clue is superficial. Superficial. Good luck. It's National Oatmeal Cookie Day today. Also National Raisin Day. National Bubble Tea Day. I do wonder sometimes where these come from. National Hairstylist Appreciation Day as well. Good luck with this morning's crossword puzzle of the air.
Sometimes there is love to spare inside this country heart. Rain upon the old barn roof, your North Dakota song will be a pleasant company for me when you're gone. Remember me someday when you're lonely. I know you have a West Virginia friend.
Maybe I'll go rambling when my babies have been grown. I kinda like the thought of traveling out there on my own.
But I love these gentle mountains more than strangers do. Some of us stay settled and some of us pass through.
I don't want to say goodbye to you, to think we may not ever meet again. Remember me someday. To think we may not ever meet again. Remember me someday when you're lonely. I know you have a West Virginia friend. Don't you know you have a West Virginia friend?
Wears white shoes and white gloves. I think I do the same. Bats fly out the house to find her. She crawls in to hide. Still summer rises up tomorrow. Ike does every year. Our mother sang to us in church today. We will sing until he reappears. Catch fireflies in glass jars to keep alight tonight. We set them free before daybreak, so they can find their wives. Still the sun rises up tomorrow, like he does every year. Our mothers sing to us in church today. We will sing till he reappears. She wears white shoes and white gloves. I think I do the same. I would drive the hills to find her, to call aloud her name.
Morgan Stewart, performing live on the Saturday Light Brigade on June 7th, 2008. Holly Near and Emma's Revolution did West Virginia Friend, 412-200-5975 is the number at which you can reach us. Tom, I got the correct answer and will join us on the air shortly. Sharon in North Carolina also came up with it. The first letter of this word is C. Tommy got it too. The first and last letter, they both are C. And the fourth letter is M. M is in mother, and the clue is superficial. We'll give you another 60 seconds or so to come up with it. 412-200-5975. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade live on your station of choice or online, and I hope you'll consider giving us a call as you listen live on the radio right now. 412-200-5975. Or 1-888-752-7234. Proved to be a little hard. Tom got it before the extra letter was revealed. Hello, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Busy week. I'm happy to be here where I can just sort of relax.
Yeah. Well, I think I got it because I've always wanted to own a pink Cadillac.
You'd get that if you were a good sales representative for this product, that's for sure. What did you get?
Cosmetic.
When we say we make cosmetic changes to something, they are superficial changes, and that's the word, cosmetic. Well done.
Well, I have a quiz for you.
I'll try.
Okay. It says, he gave up a career in chemical engineering and upon graduation found a job as a radio announcer with the Canadian Broadcasting System.
Ooh, interesting. It'd be nice if that were me in a future life, because I could be two-thirds of that. It's not Stuart McLean. And it's not Glenn Gould, I don't think.
You want me to give you a clue?
Yes, another clue would be great.
Okay. Now, this is the clue. If you get it wrong, you have to take me out to eat at the Ponderosa, okay? If you get it right, I have to take you out to eat at the Bonanza.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay. Buffett, buffet. Hang on. I'm thinking of all the great stars of CBC.
Well, you're thinking in the wrong direction.
Okay. You did say CBC, right?
You're right, but when you say all the great stars there, then you're kind of headed in the wrong direction.
So these would not be stars, but...
Well, would be stars, but not in the way you think they are.
Huh. Gave up a career in chemical engineering to go work for CBC.
Right.
So it might be a technician, or... I'm going to have to flip all the cards. I have not the slightest.
Okay, it's Lauren Green from Bonanza.
You're kidding.
No.
Lauren Green studied chemical engineering and had a degree in chemical engineering?
Right.
I accidentally came across
that the other day.
I'm amazed at that. And I'm not doubting that at all. I'm just looking at the Canadian actor who played Ben Cartwright on Bonanza. I'm curious where he studied. He gave up on a
Queen's
career.
University.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Yeah, it was Queen's University. Wow. He did not want to deal with it. Listeners who don't know this, I have a degree in chemical engineering. So he gave up the fanning friction factor and all the theoretical plates and calculating things like that's fascinating. I never knew that.
So when you were taking chemical engineering, did they say, well, once you graduate, you'll become a radio announcer? I mean, that's a career track for chemical engineering.
Yeah, there was this specialization area. Somebody I knew who was a professor of chemical engineering, whose name I can't remember and who is not a Pittsburgher, actually kept a list of professions people with degrees in chemical engineering had. And it was his contention that there were more, I don't know if defectors is the right way of putting it, but more people set aside chemical engineering for odd careers than any other. And he had collections that included people like radio announcers, but also clowns and ship captains, all sorts of things. I had no idea. Now, Tommy in Virginia wrote Lauren Green. He actually knew that before you revealed it. I missed his text. So,
well, I remember one time I saw an announcement in the newspaper that there was a club in Pittsburgh for former lawyers who went into a different profession.
Yeah, that's another one of recovering lawyers who find new professions. Well, you taught me something. I had no idea. I would never have guessed that.
Well, that's where the Bonanza and the Ponderosa.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God. I didn't even... That went over my head, as do many, many things. Thank you. Thanks, Tom. And congratulations to you if you knew that the word we were looking for... Cosmetic. That's the word we were looking for, cosmetic. Well done to you if you came up with it. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, Loudspeaker One, Fort Collins, Colorado, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and others, Audio Now at area code 515-605-9542 and slbradio.org/radio. What was that?
Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing the bell.
I see.
Do me a favor. Open the door. Let him in. Let him on in. Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing the bell. Do me a favor. Open the door, let him on in. Sister Susie, Brother John, Martin Luther, Phil and Don, Uncle Ernie, Auntie Jim, open the door, let him in.
John Pizzarelli at the Saturday Light Brigade. Coming up, we've got our haiku giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. A lot of phone calls coming in today. Thank you for joining us. Would you like to see our new Youth Media Center? Guess what? You can do so 1 week from today, May 7th. Doors Open Pittsburgh has open houses all over the north side, and we're going to be part of it. Now, you can get a ticket from Doors Open Pittsburgh for admission to dozens and dozens of sites, over 30 buildings in all. But can you keep a secret? You can come and see us as part of that program, or you can also just come free of charge. We would never charge you to come visit. So that will be between 10 and 4 on Saturday, May 7th. Ricky and I will be here probably from 10 until about 1 or so. We probably won't be here for the whole time. But SLB will be open, and we'd love to see you. It's a week from today, Saturday, May 7th. Come and join us, no charge whatsoever, to see us. Or you can go to doorsopenpgh.org and get a ticket to see over 30 buildings. It's all part of the celebration of the architecture of the North Side, and you'll get to see how we turned the lower level of the Buell Planetarium and Institute for Popular Science into our brand new Youth Media Center, May 7th. Hope to see you there. Maybe we'll stay even later. It depends on just how much rigidity there are to the toothpicks that will be under our eyes at that point. Let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's high clue. 17 syllables, one answer. This is one I think you'll either know right away. Well, we'll see. I was going to say, you'll either know it or you won't. Wonder of wonder. Miracle of miracles. This show has these lines. Wonder of wonder. Miracle of miracles. This show has these lines. Can you solve our high clue? 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Now's the time to share your answer. Once again, our high clue, wonder of wonder, miracle of miracles. This show has these lines. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. Family Singers complete with Saw. Did you hear the saw in there? Correct answer from a number of brigadiers. Wonder of wonder, miracle of miracles, this show has these lines. Any ideas? 412-200-5975. In a moment, somebody who knows from direct experience, I was kind of hoping that would happen. Bob in Washington got the correct answer. So did Paula by way of Mike in Mars. Tommy came up with the correct answer. And here I see John and Addie in East Deer. Good morning. They got it. Turkey City Iron had a good guess of Barnum and Bailey and the circus. You could see that, right? Wonder of wonder. Miracle of miracles. Step right up. But this was not that. Wonder of wonder. Miracle of miracles. This show has these lines. And by show, we mean Broadway show. And Jim knows it. Good morning, Jim. Oh, Crafton Heights, Jim is there. And Ricky says
you
were in this show.
I was. My senior year, we put this on in high school.
And what high school was it?
Trafford High School. The last musical in Trafford High School.
Really? Oh, before it became Penn Trafford, or
before it became Penn Trafford? Yes.
Wow, what year was that?
1972.
Because I remember the Big Green Machine, but I think that was Penn Trafford, not Trafford.
Yes. And we were our colors were brown and white.
I wonder how they came up with green after the merger.
Penn Joint was blue and white, and Trafford was brown and white. So I figured they just went with green and gold. It's something completely different.
Yes, we will. We shall pick colors that were not at all like the other colors. Chaplin,
I said we should take the brown from Trafford and the white from Penn Joint and make that the new color.
Go beige. or go brown and white, big brown and white. I get that coming from a college whose school color was plaid. go plaid. So you know this, though. What role did you have in the musical?
I was Avram, the bookseller.
How nice. A very nice role. And the play is what?
Fiddler on the Roof.
Fiddler on the Roof, the song Wonder of Wonder, Miracle of Miracles.
Now, I believe that is Motto Kanzoil.
Wow, you've got a good memory. Do you remember your lines as the bookseller?
No.
I don't know if I could remember. Yeah. I do remember all my drum parts from all the band things that we played, but I don't know that I would remember parts from plays or musicals. I wasn't in those, so
I remember Tevye's dream. You know, when Grandma was like, "A blessing on your head, Mazel Tov."
Yeah.
The only song I sang. Let's see. Well, I was part of the Lechaim. Yeah, to live,
L'chaim.
L'chaim,
I think our
L'chaim, to live,
to live, it could be something.
Never comes. Here's to whatever comes.
Well done. You still remember it. You still got your chops. Well done. Congratulations to you for coming up with it. Good to talk to you as always. And
likewise.
How nice that Avram is on your resume. Take care.
Well, it was a step down from Henry Higgins.
Take care. Thanks. Here it is, the song.
Wonder of wonders, miracle of miracles, God took a Daniel once again, stood by his side, and miracle of miracles, walked him through the lion's den. Wonder of wonders, miracle of miracles, I was afraid that God would frown, but like he did so long ago in Jericho, God just made a wall fall down.
Chaplain Steve got the correct answer.
Softened Pharaoh's heart, that was a miracle. When God made the waters of the Red Sea part, that was a miracle too. But of all God's miracles, large and small, the most miraculous one of all is that out of a worthless lump of clay, God has made a man today.
John and Addie and East Deer got it. Tom noted there's a new documentary about the making of the movie Fiddlers. Fiddler on the Roof. The documentary is called Fiddler's Journey to the Big Screen. A documentary about a movie.
That was a miracle too. But of all God's miracles, large and small, the most miraculous one of all is the one I thought could never be. God has given.
Rich Engel also got the correct answer. Well done. And congratulations if you came up with Fiddler on the Roof, the song we were looking for. Leonard Frey on the vocal that we just played. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up just after 8 o'clock. And it's a pleasure now to welcome Anna Deering, who is here today with Vanka Murals. Anna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great. It's nice to be here.
It's great to have you here. I remember way back when the effort to save the murals was begun. It was quite some time ago, and I can remember hoping that it was going to be successful, and it's incredible, the story. Can you tell a little bit about the murals and their history?
Sure, happy to. I'll be speaking about the murals by Croatian artist Maxo Vanka, and these murals cover the entire interior of St. Nicholas Croatian Church in Millvale. And the murals are what we always say are not your typical church murals. They were painted in 1937 and 1941, and they really focus on issues of social justice, injustice, of course, the religious themes, and then really the big and really interesting piece about them too is that they tell the story, the immigrant story. They reflect the story of the congregation itself, which was a Croatian, which is today still a Croatian congregation.
They're absolutely glorious, and today is a great day to be able to see them. There is going to be a tour. It departs the Westin Pittsburgh at 1 o'clock, and it will take you into Millvale. And there are some other parts of the tour, in addition to the church, the Millvale Community Library, and the Millvale Moose, which is now a solar-powered food and energy hub, will be part of this tour as well. And we've linked to additional information on this tour, but the murals are one of the stunning attractions to see. How did you get involved with the murals?
Oh, well, actually, I was thinking back on that. I've been now involved for about 12 years. You spoke about the campaign to restore the murals, and we really got underway. The Society, which is the nonprofit that works to restore the murals, was founded in 1991. But the mural, the real focused effort to restore them, to clean them, to repair them, started in 2008. And I was lucky enough to be asked to be part of the project to work on their fundraising efforts in 2009. And I guess you could say they haven't been able to get rid of me. I've been around since 2009, and I have the privilege of being the executive director of the Society now. And you were talking about the tour today. We are excited to be doing that tour with our partners in the Millvale community. We also do now run regular tours on Saturdays, so people can come and see the murals every Saturday at 11 and 12:30. And what we really do through those tours is tell the story of the murals, and then really start now to really, we're able to show people some really exciting work we're doing on the restoration. We're back in the church doing active conservation right now.
And I'm curious if you can tell me a little bit about what those activities entail. You must have to take such care so as not to damage the murals, but I'm sure you need to do some things that are significant. There must only be a handful of people, I would think, that can do this kind of work.
Right. Yeah, you're exactly right. It's a very delicate process, primarily because I think people are always interested to know that Vanka used a water-soluble paint on the walls. So if you rubbed really hard, they would come off the walls. So we do have a team of conservators who have, since 2009, it's a team of it varies from about 5 to 7 women who have been working on this since 2009, all outstanding conservators in their own right that come together as a team to work on this. And really, essentially what they do for the most part is they are taking swabs or and rolling them over the surface of the murals to take the dirt off the surface. And as I said, they're water soluble, so you have to be very careful. It's a long process. But the other really interesting thing that happens is we are working on damaged wall plaster, compromised plaster in some areas because of water that's been in the walls over time. And they actually use nanoparticles and to inject into the surface. And essentially, I can't do the math or the science behind it, but it essentially returns damaged plaster back to healthy plaster, and they're able to retouch the surface of the mural.
We've linked to your website, and it's on our Facebook page as well. It's it's simply Vanka, V-A-N-K-A, murals.org. And you can see these beautiful murals throughout the ceiling. And just the height and geometry of it has to be challenging, too. But they're just absolutely stunning. And it was Bill Leif. I don't know if that name...
Oh, of course.
Rings a bell, but I remember when Bill Leif started fundraising for the Society, as you mentioned, back in 1991, and he mentioned to me what he was doing with a twinkle in his eye, and I, at the time, I said, Bill, this is going to be tough, and he was confident, and I'm so glad these got preserved. That goes back a long way.
We're about halfway through. We have we've done 12, and as you said, we're up in the Oregon Loft right now working on the St. Francis and St. Clair murals. But our next big challenge is to go high and to work on the high walls and the ceiling, which is not only a challenge for conservation, but also figuring out how we get everybody up there to work safely. So, but then we're always reminded that Vanka painted by himself on wood scaffolding in 1937 and 1941. So we should be able to get back up there.
Yes. What an incredible effort he made. It's something. So today, there is a tour of three Millville spots kicking off at 1 o'clock. And then how can people simply arrange to get a tour any day or on their own? What's the best way to go about that?
Sure. The best way is to go to our website, and you gave the website address. And at the top of the website, it says schedule a tour. And if you click on that, you can make a reservation for one of the public tours, or which I said are on Saturdays at 11 and 12:30, or you can arrange for a group to come at another time for a private tour. So everything's right there on the website. And as you said, today we'll be starting at the church and doing a mural tour, but also talking about historic information about the church itself and the conservation. And then we'll be taking a little tour of Millvale that will include a stop at the Moose and the Millvale Library, just to talk about the work around the Triborough Eco District, which is pretty exciting.
It is. I wish you the best of continued successes. Is there anything else you wanted to pass along?
No, I don't. I think just I hope people will continue to discover them. We've been called a hidden gem for so many years, but thanks to efforts like Bill's and others, more people are discovering it, so we just appreciate the opportunity to tell people what's in their backyard over in Millvale.
Wonderful. Thank you for being with us today, and I hope to talk to you soon. That's Anna Deering, and you can learn more at vankamurals.org, vankamurals.org. You can just take a look at them now. Hello to Bonnie. Thank you for answering our high clue earlier today, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. Or actually, she answered our crossword puzzle of the air earlier today. Coming up, another chance to earn a charge, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
I don't know what will become of me if I can leave one cross eye on the track. The echo of your voice still says we're coming back. Why don't you lock me in a cell? Go out of key, you might as well. Those memories keep hanging on and you're gone. Just get me loved. I found your little hound here waiting by the door. I think I could see that you don't want me anymore. You gave me hope where there was none. Looked in my eyes and said you're the one. Baby, you used me like a pawn and now you're gone.
That is Chyna Furtado, the Chyna Furtado Project, and a song called Gone. It's now time to welcome the Sound Hound. Giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. And he'll do so in just a moment.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
We recorded a couple of podcasts with teens this week, and it really went well. Pittsburgh Public Schools and South Fayette were among the schools represented.